You're listening to SBS News.
The Pakistani government says over 33 million people, nearly 15% of Pakistan's entire population, are currently homeless after devastating monsoon floods have inundated the country of 200 million people. Unprecedented and historic flash floods have washed away roads, crops, infrastructure, and bridges, killing at least 1,100 people in recent weeks. Pakistan Planning Minister Ahsan Iqbal says the initial economic losses from the floods could reach at least $10 billion, but could be higher.
I think it's going to be huge. So far, very early preliminary estimate is that it is higher than $10 billion. Very early estimate, very rough estimate. But our joint survey teams, comprising of NDMA, PDMA, and Army, are now out in the field. But many areas are still not accessible because of the water. Until water completely recedes, they will not be able to go and physically do the survey. But my hunch is that this is going to be 2 to 3 times higher than what we are estimating.
The minister says that it might take 5 years to rebuild and rehabilitate the South Asian nation, which will be facing an acute food shortage.
People have actually lost their complete livelihood. Their orchards, their gardens, their agriculture fields and crops have been destroyed. We have lost more than 45% of cotton crop in Pakistan. Rice crop has been badly damaged.
Officials say the true extent of the flooding and the magnitude of the destruction and loss will only become clear once the waters recede. Ghaus Ahmed is a resident of Ingrabad village in the northern Swat. He relays that his family has lost everything.
We had a lot of valuables in our house. My mother's jewelry, my father's savings, everything was flooded. We lost everything. I saw many people carried away in the flood.
With no rescue mission underway in his village, he can only appeal for help from the outside world.
We are looking towards the government to provide some sort of relief to us. We don't have food to eat, we don't have shelter to sleep in, no clean drinking water. I urge the world to come save us.
Pakistan has sought international help to deal with the overwhelming floods, and some countries have already sent in supplies and rescue teams. Cargo planes from Turkey and the United Arab Emirates began the international rush to assist the impoverished nation, landing on Sunday in Islamabad, carrying tents, food, and other daily necessities. Ishaq Ahmed is the assistant commissioner in the town of Bahrain in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, where Ingrabad village is located. He claims some assistance is being provided.
We have providing rehabilitation and we have started rehabilitation activities. And along with this, we are providing food packages to the people, non-food packages to the people. And inshallah, we are trying our best to rehabilitate as well as facilitate people more and more.
One aid volunteer, who did not give his name, states organizations are working to provide food, shelter and health care.
Areas of interior Sindh, areas of Balochistan, area of KPK, area of Punjab even, they have completely destroyed their management, and we are trying to support them and we are trying to reach them as soon as possible, and we are trying to help them in terms of support of food, shelter and health, and also we are campaigning about health as well.
Social worker Samreen Naz claims delivering supplies has been a challenge.
We are now hearing that the situation is getting worse. We are taking all these relief goods now to the affected people before the roads get more blocked, before communications get even worse. We want to get there as soon as possible, before other rescue teams can reach them.
Pakistan's climate minister, Sheri Rahman, says her country is used to monsoons, but what has fallen over her nation is unprecedented.
What we saw recently in the last 8 weeks is an unrelenting cascade of torrential rain that no monsoon has ever brought with it ever before. Pakistan is not unused to monsoons. We do expect them spread out usually over 3 months. Or 2 months, and they're sporadic monsoons, they're fairly strong, but the cycle is never number one without respite, nor is it in this volume and scale of water that comes down. neither is it so prolonged.
Ms. Rahman adds that dozens of districts in her country are suffering the calamity.
The water is now at maximum levels. The soil is unable to absorb anymore. We have, although most relief efforts in terms of evacuating and retrieving people have been completed, 72 districts of the country are calamity hit, which is one out of every seven Pakistani is affected in the 33 million.
She warns that the situation is expected to worsen as more monsoons are expected in September. Meanwhile, Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif says his government will give 25,000 rupees, the equivalent of 163 Australian dollars, to each one of the flood victims all over Pakistan. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.